Jesus is not in the earth. His name is. And it belongs to us. Hallelujah.
Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland explains the priceless inheritance we've been given through the name of Jesus. His name is a strong tower for our protection, deliverance, and so much more. So open your Bible to receive this powerful truth from God's Word. Here's Kenneth.
Hallelujah. I want to talk to you tonight about the name. His name can do anything he can do.
It's true.
I've known this for many years. One of the first. No, let me rephrase that. The most notable miracles that I have personally seen. Have come from faith in the name of Jesus.
Yes, absolutely.
Now let's go over to the book of Philippians, chapter 2, and let's begin reading with verse 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name. Is just simply wrong. Just put an X through it. He gave him his name. Not a name.
The name. The name.
His name.
It says the name.
And has given him his name. He has given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, Yeshua, every knee should bow. Notice that the word things in the King James is italicized, which, as you know, means it was added by the translator. Now, we're talking about names, are we not? That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of names in heaven, that's every name there. All names in heaven. With the exception of the Father, of course. He doesn't have to bow. He is very pleased. Of names in heaven, names in earth, and names under the earth. That would include every living thing, every living being. This is huge. It's just gigantic. At the name of Jesus, cancer has to bow its knee. It is a name.
Yes. Yeah, it's, yes, a name. Amen.
It's a name. It's a name. And it's a living thing. It has demonic life in it. Cancer is rogue mutant cells. Amen. Now, thank you, Lord. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of names in heaven, names in earth, names on the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, to the glory of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh the Father. Go with me to Proverbs 18:10. The name can do anything that he can do. Proverbs 18:10, the name of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. The righteous run into it. See, it's a tower. It's a tower. The righteous run into it and they are lifted aloft. And the idea is out of reach. This is also the secret place of the Most High. Huh? Under the shadow of the Almighty. The Almighty God. The Almighty God. El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
It literally means the nurse, the breasty one who is more than enough. More. Inexhaustible supply. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The tower, say the tower.
Tower.
All right. Now, let's go to the 17th chapter of John. Oh, I'll tell you the first time I really got concept of this. It took me a long time of praying in the Spirit and to be able to say it. 17th chapter of John, where Jesus was praying. Look at the 12th verse. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Now, we've always looked at that, you know, because of, you know, of our religious and then even more so after we've become to realize the power of the name of Jesus. Well, it just sounds like, well, you know, I kept them in your name, Father. No, he kept them in the tower. Mm. Yeah. They were in the name.
Yeah. That's good.
They were inside of it. You see? Hallelujah. I kept them in that tower. I kept them in that high place because they were with me. All right. Glory to God. Now we'll go to the book of Acts. Oh, chapter 3. Of course. The name. Say the name. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. Now I'm going to share something with you here. Hey, have you got your antenna up? You come like this. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily, say daily, at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. He gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He ain't prayed for the man yet. What did he do? He commanded him to get up. Get up. Took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. He, leaping up, stood, walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
16th verse. Peter is preaching. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Faith in the name. The name did exactly what Jesus did. He did exactly the same thing. Faith in that name. Well, now, Jesus said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Well, now, why did he say that his faith did it when it actually was his anointing flowing out of her? King James said that virtue, but it's dunamis. 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 Power. Anointing. Burden removing, yoke destroying power of God. But other people touched him and nothing happened. Are you listening to me now?
Yes, sir.
Jesus really didn't do that. Amen. He said he didn't. John 14:10. The words that I speak unto you are not my own. It's the Father that dwelleth within me. He does the works. And You can summarize what Jesus said about his ministry in this way. I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do. And he only spoke the word of God. Therefore, God gave him his spirit without measure. Not because he was the Son of God. No, no. But because he only spoke the word of God. Can you see that? Now stay with me now. Amen.
Amen.
The Father that dwells within, he does the works. But without that woman's faith, the Father that dwelt within could not flow.
It's true. It's true.
Amen. Amen. Now go to the fourth chapter of Acts. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, we won't take time to read all the way down in there. You know what happened. And come down to verse 29. And when they got out, they went to their own company, went to church. And they began to pray. Well, let's go back to the 25th verse. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? They put this prayer together before they prayed it, and they all prayed it together. Scripture says they all prayed it together. And the kings of the earth stood up. The rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate and the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord. Oh, glory to God, I love this. Now, Lord. Say now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
Behold their threatening. Grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak the word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name. You notice it did not say in the name. By the name. I believe with all my heart that is the correct translation of that. By the name. By the name. Rick's shaking his head up and down. Yes, thank you, sir. I like that. By the name. Not in the name. By the name. The name did it. Faith in the name. Yeah. But faith in the name caused the name to do it. Faith in the name caused the name to do it. I didn't say it caused Jesus to do it. It didn't. It caused his name to do it. Jesus is not in the earth. His name is. And it belongs to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. His name the Holy Spirit, the Father that dwells within, is present in the name. Now, here you go. Here again. Go back to the concept of the tower. It's not an easy thing to renew your mind to. Because your mind really don't know what to do with it. Because we're so used to saying, well, you know, in the name of Jesus. Well, there's not anything wrong with that. But it's very shallow. And without faith in that name, how does faith come? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing come by the word of God. How else does it come? It doesn't come any other way. There's not any other way for faith to come. Well, I think you ought to pray for it. Well, go ahead and pray. You'll be praying this time next month, next year, next century. Because it don't come that way. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Jesus said, have the faith of God. He didn't say try to get it. He said, have it. So I say, I have it. If he said have it, I say, I have it. Thank you very much. No, not now. Thank you, Lord. Have faith in God. The Spirit of God, the Spirit is in the name, with the name, meditating on my presence, saith the Lord. Realizing that I'm no better than my name, and my name is no better than me. We are the same. I sent my name. You received my name. There is no other name under heaven given unto men. Where is it? Given unto men. Turn with me to the third chapter of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3. Oh, my. 14th verse. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of whom? The Father, not of Jesus. Look at it again. I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. You and I don't just have a right to use that name. We inherited that name just the same as Jesus inherited that name. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
There's a name that is above every name, a name that contains power to overcome every enemy and pull down every stronghold. It's the name of Jesus. The Power of the Name of Jesus package is a 10-CD series and companion study guide by Kenneth Copeland that gives you the foundation in the Word of God to know how the name of Jesus represents the very power of God the Father. Put that power to work in your life and it'll lift you high above the circumstances you face each day. As you listen to Jesus, the name above every name, you'll learn how to use the name of Jesus and expect signs, wonders, and miracles to manifest in your life. And you will understand that your position in Christ places you in the heavenly realm to reign with Him, living a life full of victory. You have authority in this world. It's time to take your place. Don't go another day without knowing and drawing upon the name of Jesus. When you understand your authority and right to use His name, you will overcome. Request your copy of the Power of the Name of Jesus package. Receive your rights and your authority to use His name. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Discover the power to overcome the enemy and pull down strongholds. The power in the name of Jesus. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
You know, the revelation of the power and the authority that we have in the name of Jesus is such a profound truth. But you got to hear this at the heart of it, at the very heart of it. This is the reason why He made His name available to us to begin with. Why would He do that? Because He loves you. He gave you His name because He loves you. And so He's given us everything He has. It's all in His name. It's in His identity. He intends for you and for I to be using that, to bring His presence on the scene and His power on the scene. As a matter of fact, Jesus said it like this. He said, if two or more of us would agree in His name, watch out. Because stuff starts happening, things start changing around us when we come into agreement based on and in the authority of the name of Jesus. So maybe you, right where you are right now, do you need somebody to agree with you in prayer over something that's going on in your life, in your marriage, your business, your family, your ministry? Well, here's what you do. Call the number that's on your screen. You're going to find somebody on the other end of that phone who is ready, willing, and able to pray with you, but not just pray, pray in faith. Pray the Word of God. And the good news is we are seeing prayers answered all the time. We're getting testimonies coming into this ministry every day about the good things that God is doing. It's happening as a result of people coming into agreement based on what He has already said in His Word. And we want to thank those of you watching right now who are a part of this. You're a part of this in your prayer. You're a part of this in your faith. And you've been a part of it financially in your partnership. And we say on behalf of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, thank you and God bless you, because you have had a heart to give and you've been a part of what God is doing in this ministry. And because of that, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have been able to help and to encourage millions of people literally all over the world. And you need to know this, somebody is praying for you. Somebody here at this ministry is praying over you every single day. You're not just a number on a list. You're a name. You're a heart. You're a life. And we thank God for you. And we bless you, Father. Thank you for our partners. We call them blessed, increased, multiplied, and everything they set their hand to do, may it prosper today in Jesus' name. We love you. Thanks for being a part of this broadcast. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember this, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Visit our website, kcm.org, to watch the broadcast. You can also request today's free offer or a free copy of today's broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Keep your faith strong with the Word, and expect to see the manifestations of the Holy Ghost and fire.